considering for Ada Arhi was having his mind.
Inshallah, we welcome the brothers to the final day of the conference. Please forgive us for the delay, but we had a few technical problems. But alhamdulillah, we're pleased to host again Sheikh Ali Hassan Al Halabi, one of the former students of Sheikh Nasruddin Al Albani, and our brother Abu Awais to translate. Today's topic, or this topic, will be the correct dawah to the people of the book. Correct dawah to the people of the book, which is basically the tafsir and the understanding of the ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah, O people of the scripture, now has come to you our messenger, explaining to you much of that which you used to hide from the scripture. Passing over much indeed, that has come to you from Allah a light, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a plain book, wherewith Allah guides all those who seek his good pleasure to ways of peace, and he brings them out of darkness by his will unto light, and guides them to a straight way. So without further ado, I'll hand you over to our Sheikh, Sheikh Ali Hassan.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد فلقد اختار إخواني الذين نظموا هذا الملتقى العلمي لنا ولكم اختاروا أن يكون عنوان محاضرة اليوم دعوة أهل الكتاب وهذا العنوان مأخوذ من كتاب للشيخ العلامة عبد الحميد بن باديس وهو أحد كبراء علماء الإسلام من الجزائر وقد توفي قبل نحو من نصف قرن أو زيادة وللشيخ ابن باديس مآثر كثيرة جدا وعظيمة جدا من أهمها أنه كان مؤسس جمعية العلماء وهي جمعية أحيا الله على يديها روح الإسلام وحقيقة لغة العرب في نفوس المسلمين في الجزائر مما كان له دور كبير في ثباتهم وإيمانهم ومقاومتهم للاستعمار الفرنسي الصليبي الذي أراد أن يسلخ مسلمي الجزائر من جسد الأمة الإسلامية وكيانها. فالشيخ ابن باديس رسالة نافعة اسمها الدرر الغالية في آداب الدعوة والداعية، تكلم فيها عن أصول علمية تجب على الداعي إلى الله أن يعرفها وأن يفهمها وأن يطبقها. فكان الفصل الأخير من رسالته بعنوان دعوة أهل الكتاب، وهو ما سنقرأه في هذا المجلس ونحاول أن نتكلم في شيء من معانيه ونكشف شيئا من خوافيه، والله المسدد لنا ولكم.
بسم الله الحمد لله وصلى رسول الله وبعد. قال الشيخ حفظه الله that in this last gathering today that we have, the brothers have chosen a topic that is very important, and he's going to discuss this topic by a book written by a great scholar of Islam, a scholar from the land of Algeria, عبد الحميد ابن بديس ابن باديس رحمه الله, who passed away from 50 years ago. He established the foundation ulama, Waqif ulama, foundation of ummah, and he had a great effect because of his understanding of tawheed, sticking to Quran, sticking to Sunnah, sticking to the way of Salaf Saleh. His da'wah had a great effect on the Muslims of Algeria in their being raised up to fight the colonialists, the French, who had colonized the Algerians. And so he had a great effect in that regard. One of his works, which we'll be speaking from, the Sheikh will be giving us some of the beautiful points of it, is the what is called the jewels, the beautiful jewels of the manners of the da'i, and the da'wah and the da'i. The manners of the one who calls to Islam and how he should do so. This book explains a lot of, as the Sheikh said, principles based upon knowledge and detail that we need to understand. But he will refer to, for our sitting here, the section at the end of the book saying, calling the people, how to call the people of the book, how to give da'wah to the people of the book. Bismillah.
ولقد أقام الشيخ العلامة ابن باديس رسالته هذه أو بحثه هذا من ضمن رسالته على آيات من سورة المائدة, وهي قوله تعالى: يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير, قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله رضوانه, يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. هذه هي الآيات التي بنى عليها الشيخ ابن باديس بحثه, وهي كما ترون خطاب من الله تعالى لأهل الكتاب, فيه الترغيب والترهيب, فيه البشارة والنذارة, فيه بيان حقيقة ما هم عليه وبيان أصل ما بعث الله به رسوله محمدا عليه الصلاة والسلام. فكان مبتدأ ذلك قوله, والكلام ها هنا للشيخ ابن باديس, يقول: أرسل الله محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم لجميع الأمم, فكانت رسالته عامة وكانت دعوته عامة مثلها. قل في هذا إشارة إلى عموم شيئين, أما أولهما فعموم الرسالة, وثانيهما عموم الدعوة لهذه الرسالة. والله عز وجل يقول: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. فهذه الرحمة المهداة, ألا وهي نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يجب أن تشمل الأمم كلها والشعوب جميعها. ثم قال المؤلف: وجاءت آيات القرآن بالدعوة العامة في مقامات, أي في بعض حالات جاءت دعوة عامة وبالدعوة الخاصة لبعض من شملتهم الدعوة العامة في مقامات أخرى, أي في حالات أخرى.
إذن ممكن نزاهد الوصف حتى خير أمور أوسادها نبدأ. Sheikh Hafidhullah stated that the first that this great Sheikh, this great Allama, deals with Ibn Badis, Rahimahullah, Ibn Badis, in his book is the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya ahlil kitabi, O people of the book, Qad ja'akum rasuluna, Verily our messenger has come to you. Yubayyinu lakum, he explained to you, kathirin mimma kuntum كثيراً مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب. He explains to you a lot or much of that which you used to hide of the book. ويعفو ويعفو عن كثير. And he leaves or he gives allowances to a lot or doesn't mention a lot. قد جاءكم من الله نور. Verily from Allah has come to you light. وكتاب مبين. And a clear book. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ Allah guides with it. مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانُهُ The one who wishes to follow his pleasure. سُبُلُ السَّلَامُ The path of peace. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ He brings them out of the darkness into the light. بِإِذْنِهِ بِإِذْنِهِ By his permission. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ He guides them to a straight path. The Sheikh says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to all the nations of the world. فَكَانَ رِسَالَتُهُ عَامَّةً His message was general and absolute for everyone. وَكَانَ دَعْوَتُهُ عَامَّةً مِثْلُهَا مِثْلُهَا or مِثْلَهَا مِثْلَهَا And his call was general also. وَجَاءَتْ آيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ وَجَاءَتْ آيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ And the verses of the Qur'an came بِدَعْوَةِ عَمَّةِ Came with a general da'wah فِي مَقَامَاتْ In some places وَبِدَعْوَةِ خَاصَّةِ In a particular da'wah لِبَعْدِ مَنْ شَمَلَتْهُمَ الدَّعْوَةُ الْعَمَّةِ فِي مَقَامَاتٍ أُخْرَى Particular messages or particular da'wah to those who they were inclusive in a general da'wah, but at certain times it was more specific.
ثم قال المؤلف ولما أرسل الله سبحانه وتعالى محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان الخلق قسمين أي كان الناس الموجودون في عصره في دنيا الناس جميعا قسمين إما أهل كتاب وهم اليهود والنصارى وغيرهم من الوثنيين والمجوسيين وما شابه ذلك قال وكان أشرف القسمين أهل الكتاب وكان أفضل القسمين وأكثرهم ممن نال الشرف والفضل هم أهل الكتاب ذلك أنهم ذو بقية من صلة بالله تعالى حيث أوتوا كتابا من عند الله وبالرغم من أنهم حرفوا ولم يثبتوا على هذا الكتاب قال وكان أشرف القسمين أهل الكتاب بما عندهم من النصيب أي البقية من الكتاب الذي أوتوه على نسيانهم لحظ منه أي على تركهم وإهمالهم فالنسيان هنا ليس هو الغفلة وإنما هو الترك كما قال الله عز وجل ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى أي أهملتها ولم تعمل بها فجزاؤك اليوم هو كمثل صنيعك بالأمس قال وتحريفهم لما حرفوا كما قال الله عز وجل يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه وقال يحرفون الكلمة من بعد مواضعه وكانوا أولى القسمين وهم أهل الكتاب أولى القسمين باتباع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما عرفوا قبله من الكتب والأنبياء ذلك هم أيها الإخوة في الله أن كثيرا من الأصحاحات التي في العهدين القديم والجديد في التوراة وفي الإنجيل وفي الزبور وهي المزامير وفي أعمال الرسل كما يسمونها، كل ذلك فيه من الإشارات والعلامات والأمارات التي فيها البشارة بنبي الإسلام عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام.
قال رحمه الله: إن من الله سبحانه وتعالى سنت محمد. Then the creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the creation was two branches, qismain. Ahlul Kitab, Ahlul Kitabin, the people of the book. And that refers to al-Yahud wa al-Nasara, the Jews and the Christians. Wa ghayruhum, and other than them. And Sheikh explained that this means, other than them means the mushriks from the Arabs and the fire worshippers, the Majus, and others. Alhamdulillah. وكان أشرف القسمين أهل الكتاب. Now out of all of these two branches, the most noblest of the people amongst these two branches, amongst these, they're all disbelievers, but amongst them, the people of the book, they're the most noblest. Because بما عندهم من النصيب من الكتاب الذي أوتوا. Because they had a portion, because of what they had. أوتوا who? Because they had a portion of the book that Allah تبارك وتعالى had revealed to them. أوتوه على نسيانه لحد منه وتحريف ما حرف
على نسيانه، يعني بالرغم من أنهم نسوا حظا منه وتركوه وحرفوه.
Even though, and this nobility is for them, even though they did in fact leave acting upon it and they did change it and corrupt it, they still had the status of being the noblest amongst these, all of these kuffar. وكان أول القسمين باتباع محمد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما عرفوا قبله من الكتب والأنبياء. And therefore they were the first and foremost of these two branches that would follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from what they know of the truth or what the books of that the prophets came before. لكن ذكرت الشيء ممكن أضيف الله يبارك فيك. Sheikh said that when Allah تبارك وتعالى said that they, the ayah that says they left because of the leaving or forgetting what they were given, it doesn't mean that they forgot. It means that they left it. They knew it was an order from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, but they did not act upon it, and they changed and corrupted the books, the Bible, which is the Injil, the Psalms, which is the Zabur, and the Torah, which is the, you know, what they call the five books, Old Testament. They changed these, and they misplaced things, and did their own interpretations of the meanings, and so on and so forth. Based upon this, Allah Ta'ala says that he who turns away from my remembrance, من أعرض عن ذكري,
فإن له معيشة ضنكا,
he will have a tight life, a very tight and hard life, and I will raise them on the day of judgment blind. He will say, my Lord, why have you raised me blind when I was able before to see? It will be said, just as you left, what I ordered you to do, I leave you. So this is due to their what? Not acting upon what? Leaving it, not paying the message any attention. Nisyan, which is here, tark, leaving it. And also, they changed it. They had the audacity to take the words of the Lord of the worlds and play with them.
My daddy.
He said, even though they changed it and played with it, you can still find within those changed versions signs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of the deen of Islam and of the glad tidings that Allah tabarakallah sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Even though they changed it, Allah tabarakallah has still left that which, if the individual would look into their books, not that anybody's advising that for we who have been given the Quran, but the signs are still there even though they try to hide and change the truth.
ثم قال المؤلف: فلهذا وذاك كانت توجه إليهم، أي في كلام الله تعالى وفي كتابه سبحانه كانت توجه إليهم الدعوة الخاصة، بمثل قوله تعالى: يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا، إلى آخر الآيتين. بمعنى أن هناك الخطاب في القرآن لغير المسلمين صنفان، يوجد يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يوجد أيضا يا أيها الناس، يوجد يا أهل الكتاب. فإذا قال يا أهل يا أيها الناس تشمل أهل الكتاب وغيره، وبالتالي هي عموم، ولكن مع هذا العموم جاء في كتاب الله عز وجل ذكرهم بالخصوص: يا أهل الكتاب، قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء، يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا، وهكذا. قال: وفي ندائهم بيا أهل الكتاب تشريف وتعظيم لهم بإضافتهم للكتاب، أي أنه نسبهم إلى الكتاب الذي هو التوراة والإنجيل، وهذا فيه تشريف لهم، لم ينسبهم إلى الباطل وإنما نسبهم إلى الحق، لم ينسبهم إلى الضلال وإنما نسبهم إلى الهدى. قال: وفيه أيضا بعث لهم، أي حث لهم وتذكير وتنبيه على قبول ما جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لأنه جاء بكتاب وهم أهل الكتاب. فقال الله عز وجل لهم: يا أهل الكتاب، ثم هذه الآية هي من كتاب وهو القرآن الذي أنزله الله على محمد، فكأنه يقول لهم: إذا كنتم أهل كتاب فهذا محمد أيضا له كتاب خير من كتبكم، ومهيمن عليه، وآت بعده وناسخ له، فيجب أن تصدقوا بكتابه كما صدقتم بكتب أنبيائكم من قبل. قال: وفيه احتجاج عليهم لأن الإيمان بالكتاب الذي عندهم من التوراة والإنجيل يقصد الإيمان بالكتاب الذي جاء به، أي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لأنه من جنسه. فأولئك أو فذلك كتابان من الله، وهذا كتاب من الله، هذان كتابان أمر بهما الله رسوليه عيسى وموسى، وهذا كتاب أمر الله به رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فما الذي جعلكم تؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض؟ ففي هذا الخطاب تنبيه لهم وبعث لمن في نفوسهم أن يؤمنوا بهذا الكتاب كما آمنوا بذلك الكتاب.
قال الشيخ سير حفظه الله: because of what has preceded and what we stated, the فلهذا وذاك كان توجه إليهم ولهذا وذاك, and for this and that, Allah تبارك وتعالى directs the da'wah, a da'wah to khasa, the particular da'wah to them, because in, as the Sheikh explained, حفظه الله, in the fact in the Quran it comes three forms of how Allah تبارك وتعالى talks to creation. There are verses says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you believe. There are verses that say, O man, O ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. And there are verses that say, O people of the book. So being that they had the book, and which with all of their inhira, with all of their distortion, with all their mistreatment and wrong manner of acting regarding Allah tabarak ta'ala, still Allah tabarak ta'ala calls them to the fact of what they had with them from him, the book. And this is a way of calling them and saying that if you are the people of the book, you have some understanding of the book, then you should be that you are not like the ones who never received the book. You are not like the ones who never knew anything. You are not like the ones who didn't have anything. Allah sent you a book. So Allah says, Ya Ahlil Kitabi, O people of the book, Qad Ja'akum Rasuluna. Qad Ja'akum Rasuluna. Our messenger has come to you. To the end of this ayah. Here it is a call. He calls them Ahlul Kitab, as he said, Tashrifun wa ta'zeemun lahu, to give them nobility and to honor them. Bi idafatihim li kitab, not for their sake, but because they're connected, they ascribe themselves connected to a book that he had revealed.
وبعث لهم على قبول ما جاء به محمد. This is a way of pushing them to accept what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. لأنه جاء بكتاب وهم أهل الكتاب. Here's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming with a book, and you are people of the book. And whatever ayah you will use, or whatever verse you will use, or whatever rationalization or reason you would use that say that the book that you have, which is the Torah, the Old Testament, or the Injil, which is the Bible, whatever evidence you would use to say that you should believe in that, is the same evidence that is to be used regarding the book of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because all three of them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all three of them, is from Allah ta'ala in their asl and their origin. But the Quran is that which what came and abridged it and abrogated it and wiped away anything else. So the two prophets that came before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Musa and Isa, you say you believe in their book, then whatever evidence you're using to believe in their book, and you claim to be people of the book, the same, you have to use the same evidence. If you have any intelligence, if you have any justice, if you have any frame of mind, that any type of way of honoring your intelligence, you have to give the same right to the book that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
هذا هو. ثم قال: هذا هو أدب الإسلام في دعوة غير أهله. أقول: الإسلام كله أدب، وكله خلق، وكله فضل. لذلك قد امتن الله عز وجل على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما قال: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول عن نفسه: إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. وفي رواية: صالح الأخلاق. وفي رواية: حسن الأخلاق. وما ذلك إلا لأن الأخلاق تدفع لكل خير وتمنع كل شر، ومن لا خلق عنده قد لا يكون دين عنده. فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن سوء الخلق يفسد العمل كما يفسد الخل العسل. ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن أقربكم مني يوم القيامة مجلسا أحاسنكم أخلاقا. إن أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. فخلق المسلم من خلق القرآن وأدب القرآن وفضل القرآن، كما قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها عندما سئلت عن خلق النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: فلم تزد على أن تقول: كان خلقه القرآن. هذا هو أدب الإسلام. يقول المؤلف: هذا هو أدب الإسلام في دعوة غير أهله من اليهود والنصارى المغضوب عليهم والضالين، ليعلمنا كيف ينبغي أن نختار عند الدعوة لأحد أحسن ما يدعى به. نحن قوم نريد هداية الضالين وإرشاد الحائرين، فيجب أن نختار عند دعوتهم أحسن ما عندنا وأفضل ما نملك، حتى يكونوا قابلين للدعوة ومستجيبين للحق، لا أن ننفرهم ولا أن نبعدهم ولا أن نزيدهم ضلالا على ما هم فيه. قال: وكيف ننتقي ما يناسب ما نريد دعوته إليه؟ بمعنى أن نضع لكل مقام مقالا. قال: فدعاء الشخص بما يحب مما يلفته إليه. شخص ما يحب إذا دعي أن يدعى باسم ما، فإذا دعوته بهذا الاسم الذي يحبه كان ذلك من أسباب إلفاته لك واستماعه إليك ورغبته بك. أما إذا أتيت له بالألفاظ المنفرة والألقاب البشعة، فإن ذلك سبب سبيل وسبب لأن ينحرف عنه ويبتعد منه. قال: فدعاء الشخص بما يحب مما يلفته إليه ويفتح لك أي هذا الشخص سمعه وقلبه، ودعاؤه بما يكره يكون أول حائل يبعد بينك وبينه، يكون نداؤه بالاسم الذي لا يحبه بالاسم الذي يكرهه حاجزا وحجابا مانعا يمنعه من أن يستجيب إليك أو ينتبه لك أو يستمع لما تقول. وإذا كان هذا الأدب عاما في كل تداع وتخاطب، أي في كل دعوة بين الناس أو تخاطب فيما بينهم، فأحق الناس بمراعاته أي العمل به والالتزام بهديه والتخلق بخلقه والتأدب بأدبه هم الدعاة إلى الله والمبينون لدينه، سواء دعوا المسلمين أو غير المسلمين، كما قال الله عز وجل: ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن. وقال الله عز وجل: ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والتي هي أحسن، بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة، وجادلهم بالتي أحسن. فلا بد لكل مسلم أن يستجيب لهذين التوجيهين القرآنيين العظيمين اللذين هما توجيه عام لعموم المدعوين وتوجيه خاص لخصوص أهل الكتاب من اليهود والنصارى، حتى نكون عونا لهم على أن يهتدوا إلى الحق ويرجعوا إلى الصواب ويؤمنوا كما نحن آمنا وامتن الله علينا.
Manners and guiding. There's a point here that is to be expressed, the Sheikh says. The point that that calling them with this name, saying Ya Ahl al-Kitab, is calling them with a name that they wish to hear. This shows the adab or the manner of the call of Islam to others in the people of Islam. So it shows us how we are to ينبغي أن نقصار. We are to choose in the da'wati, when we give da'wah, لأحد أحسن ما يدعى به. We use the best name that we call him by. We use the nicest names to call him with. وكيف and how لكل مقام مكان. In this regard, the Sheikh said, and how do we do this? We understand our situation to be that for every condition, there are certain manners or mode that we will have, certain way that we will act. So calling someone with that in a manner that they love will have them pay attention to you. He will open his ears to you. And inshallah, he will open his heart to you. And this is the da'wah of Islam. Islam is all good. The manners of the Muslims are all good. The qualities are all good. As the Prophet, as Allah Ta'ala says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily in the ayah, innaka ala khuluqin wa innaka ala khuluqin adheem. You are upon great morals and manners. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, verily, verily, I have been sent to improve the manners or to perfect the manners and the morals and the behavior of the people. And when Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha was asked about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said what? His character was the Quran. So the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that which the Muslim implements in his da'wah. And the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls to all that is good, calls to all that is noble, calls to it in a very gentle and very very nice way. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the closest to me, al-qiyamu, hope in Jannah. And أقرب الناس إليه.
أقربكم من مجلس الخيام. وأقربكم من مجلس الخيام.
The closer of you, the most beloved
the most beloved of you to me on the day of judgment, is the one who has the best morals. And in the hadith of the Prophet also, bad morals does to bad deeds like khal, vinegar would do if you poured it in honey. Destroys everything that you're trying to achieve. So the Quran wants us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained in the Quran, He wants us to guide the people. Give them the message of Islam with gentleness, with love, with concern, with the best manners and behavior. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, we say the best thing because what we want to do is pull the people from darkness to light. Pull the people from punishment to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pull them from that which will lead them to hell, fire forever, to that which will bring them to Dar as Salaam, the place of peace. We have to use this method if we want people to be guided like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. We're not blessed because we're more intelligent. We're not blessed because of the geographic location we come from. We're not blessed because we were better than someone else. We're blessed because Allah, His infinite wisdom and mercy, chose to guide us. So since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us and He showed us mercy, we must show them mercy. كَذَٰلِكَ كُنْتُمْ كَذَٰلِكَ كُنْتُمْ Similar were you? فَمَنَّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ You were like them. You were astray. You believed. You didn't know who your Lord was. You didn't know what your book was. You didn't know what belief was. You was in total darkness. And had Allah left you there, you would have been totally destroyed and in despair. But Allah Ta'ala did what? He sent you. And out of His infinite mercy, He chose you to be from the army of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afwan, Shaykh. Salaysa so, bijayat. Labud and utarjim bidduq. And kalam. Al-Muhim, Shaykh Qaz. You say to him the words, Allahumma Shaykh Badis, Badis. Allahu Akbar. You say that word, we will open his ears and open his chest. Because if you call him by the name which is displeasing to him, this will be the first ha'il. This will be the first block. You would have placed a block between you and him before you even begin to give him the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the manner in general of a Muslim, then of course, this is the manner that those who call themselves du'at, those who call themselves callers to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, must surely have this when they are calling people. Whether they're calling the Muslims or other than that. Because first of all, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ordering us to be like this with Ahlul Kitab, and they commit shirk, and they are unjust, and they change his book. What about a Muslim who is upon iman? And they have peace, they advise one another in mercy.
وأقولها هنا من باب الإتمام والبيان أنه إذا كان هذا الأدب في الخطاب والأدب في الكلام مأمورا به المسلم في مخاطبة أهل الكتاب وهم كفار يهودا كانوا أم نصارى، وإذا كان هذا الأدب أيضا مخاطبا به أو مرادا به عامة المسلمين طائعهم وفاجرهم باللطف والحسنى والأدب الكريم والخلق القويم، فكيف يكون الخطاب مع أهل العلم وطلاب العلم؟ فكيف يكون الخطاب مع الدعاة إلى الله على بصيرة؟ فكيف يكون الخطاب مع الدعاة إلى الكتاب والسنة وما عليه سلف الأمة؟ لا شك ولا ريب أن الأدب سيكون أكبر
وأن الخلق سيكون أقوم، ولكن لا يصدر هذا الخلق ولا ينطلق هذا الأدب إلا ممن هو مستحق له من أهل الخلق وأهل الأدب. أما من ليس أهلا له ولا مستحقا له فإنه سينطلق بالسوء وسيتكلم بالسوء وسيصدر السوء، وحينئذ ليس له إلا الله أن يتوب عليه وأن يغفر له عما فرط في جنب الله وعما اقترفته يداه.
The Sheikh said, if this car, this nice, sweet, and gentle, and good car, is what Allah Ta'ala is telling us to do with the people of the book, and if this is a matter in general that you are ordered to have with Muslims, all Muslims, whether they're good Muslims or bad Muslims, whether they are being Muslims or sinful Muslims, we're ordered to have with them good adab, good khuluq, good manners and morals. This is the case in general. How about with the students of knowledge? How about with the scholars of Islam? How about with those who call to Quran and Sunnah in the way of Salaf Saleh? There is no doubt that we must have, they have more of a right that we call them by the best names and we treat them the best way and we give them all of allowances and excuses and we beautify our manners and behavior with them because they are from the path calling to Kitab and Sunnah in the way of the Salaf Saleh. This is a believer. He has good manners, good morals, good behavior. The believer is good, so nothing comes from him except good. Whereas someone who wants to make slander and wants to make bad words and wants to make bad behavior comes, it comes from him like this, and he has no manners with those who call to Allah Ta'ala, those who call to Kitab and Sunnah, or those who are the leaders of this ummah from the scholars, then we hope that Allah Ta'ala will find grace and favor upon him by opening up the doors of repentance to him and bless him to repent. And bless him repent from that which his own hands have sent forth. His own hands have sent forth. So this is basically what the Sheikh said.
ثم قال المؤلف رحمه الله كانت كتبهم يعني كتب أهل الكتاب من اليهود والنصارى مقصورة على أحبارهم ورهبانهم، أي لا يطلع عليها إلا الرهبان والأحبار والقسيسون، مخفية عند هؤلاء لا تصل إليها أيدي عامتهم، لذلك يسمى هؤلاء رجال الدين، كأن الدين عندهم ليس عند عامتهم، كأنهم هم رجال دين وعامتهم رجال لا دين، بينما في الإسلام يوجد أهل العلم ويوجد عامة الناس، يستطيع أقل الناس أن يسأل أعلم الناس عن كتاب الله وأن يأخذ كتاب الله وأن يأخذ أحاديث رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام ليتفقه بها ويسأل عنها من غير إخفاء ولا كتم، فهذه منة عظمى علينا نحن المسلمين. قال فكانوا أي هؤلاء الرهبان والقسيسون لا يظهرون منها ما يشاءون ولا تعرف عامتهم منها إلا ما أظهروا، فكانوا يخفون ما هو مخالف لأهوائهم ويظهرون ما هو موافق لأهوائهم ونفوسهم. قال فجاءهم الرسول، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو أمي من أمة أمية، وأوحى إليه به من آيات الله في القرآن الكريم وفي كتابه الكريم وحجته أي براهينه، كما قال سبحانه قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقون إن كنتم صادقين، فالحجج والبراهين والبينات تكون دائما علامة للصدق، وكل من يفقد البراهين وكل من يفقد الحجج يكون قاصرا في دعوته ناقصا في حجته. قال من آيات الله وحججه وأحكامه وكلمات رسله، كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه. قال فيما عندهم مما هو حجة عليهم مقدارا كثيرا، أي أن ما عندهم من بقية الحق التي حرفوا كثيرا، الذي حرفوا كثيرا منه وحلفوا كثيرا منه، فيه بقية من حق وبقية من خير توقفهم على حجة الله وعلى الحق الذي هو من عند الله. قال: ويتجاوز عن كثير فيما عندهم من ذكر قبائح أسلافهم وذمهم وما لقي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عنتهم، وما لقي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عنتهم وشرهم وأذاهم. وهذا إشارة للآية التي ذكرنا في أول الكلام، يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب، ويعفو عن كثير، يعفو عن كثير من القبائح التي كانوا يفعلونها، ويبين كثيرا من يعفو عن كثير من القبائح الذي آذوا بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعنتوه وأصابوه بشرورهم وأذاهم. قال: فكان هذا البيان العليم وهذا الخلق الكريم من هذا النبي الأمي صلى الله عليه وسلم كافيا أن يعرفهم بنبوته وصدق دعوته ونهوض حجته، أي أن بيان هذا الرسول الذي هو أمي لم يقرأ كتابا ولم يكتب شيئا، ثم إذا به يخبرهم عما أخفى أحبارهم ويعلمهم بما كتم قساوستهم، ثم إذا به يعفو أيضا عن أشياء وأشياء مما هم تلبسوا بها، لو فكر العاقل منهم وتأمل الحكيم منهم لعرف أن هذا وحده حجة كافية في أن يكون هذا النبي أو هذا الرجل محمد العربي هو نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من غير ما شك ومن غير ما ريب. لكنهم كما قال الله فيهم وفي أمثالهم وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم. لماذا؟ ظلما وعلوا، ظلما لأنفسهم وعلوا في الأرض عياذا بالله. قال: ولهذا ذكر الله هذا البيان وهذا التجاوز في أول صفاته لما أخبرهم بمجيئه إليهم، أي صفات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، لما قال الله فيه واصفا إياه في خطابه لأهل الكتاب: يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير، والحمد لله وهو العلي القدير.
The explanation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his evidence, establishing evidence upon them. The books of the Ahl al-Kitab, the Christians and the Jews, maqsuratan ahbarihim wa ruhbanihim, were something that their monks and their rabbis kept. And they hid it from the general masses. They hid it from the general masses. The general people could not get to it. This is why they were called Rijal al-Din, the men of religion. Because religion was with them. The general masses could not get to it. The religion was with them, hidden in books that they kept hidden. And they didn't let the people know. Whereas the mercy of Islam is shown by the fact that we have scholars of Islam who will explain to us the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who we can have a connection with and talk with. Similarly, the Muslim can go to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read it. It's not hidden. It's clear. It's there. He can go to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and study them. He can actually hear what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated. It's related to him authentically with no problem. But the Ahlul Kitab, this was not their case. So when And these monks and rabbis were hiding this, they would show the people what they wanted to show them, and they would hide what they wanted to hide, conceal what they wanted to conceal. So the majority of people did not know the truth from them. Then Allah Ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, sent Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa huwa ummi. He was illiterate, from an illiterate nation. He did not read or write, and his nation did not read or write. But suddenly Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, explaining to them what Allah tabaraka had revealed to him, what Allah tabaraka had sent down from the heavens, from the verses of Allah, and the evidence of Allah, and the regulations of Allah, and the words that he had sent to the messengers, telling them what they had in their books, telling them what they told their general people, and telling them what they told
they kept hidden from the general people. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew both of them. And when he came to them, he brought evidence. He recited what Allah tabarakallah said. Because Allah says, Hatu burhanakum in kuntum, if you are truthful, in kuntum sadiqin. Give your evidence for the one who makes the claim, for the one who makes the statement. He brings the evidence. He brings the evidence, which gives him authority to say what he says, to back up what he's saying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with this. Along with what he came with this, he didn't mention a lot of the mafasid or corruption that he knew about them. Where it says, Ya'fu, Ya'fu, and Kathir. Yani, meaning that he didn't mention that. He didn't mention everything he knew about them. Allah Ta'ala had explained to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the illnesses and the crimes and the misconceptions and the alterations of the Jews and the Christians, so there was no doubt about their situation. Yet he did not mention all of it. So therefore, when the Prophet ﷺ came with them, he did not mention how they treated him. He did not mention the badness of their previous generations. He did not talk about the harm that he got from them and the difficulty he got from them and what they said about them. He came to explain the knowledge. He came to give the book the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came with good morals. This Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Nabiyya Ummi, the illiterate prophet, was enough to let them, the thing that was enough to let them know he was a prophet is that he came to them with the truth and with the evidences, and he could not read or write. So how was he able to know what was in their books? How was he able to know what they had changed? How was he able to know any of this unless it is a message from the heavens? Unless it's a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sheikh said, if anyone had any intelligence, if anyone had any want for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certainly they would have believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabian prophet, said to all the world who his qualities are mentioned to them, and they were hiding from the general masses. No one could get it. And here comes the illiterate man who cannot read or write, explaining to them the truth and explaining what they and informing them of what they were hiding, and inform them of the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
أما الأمثلة التي فيها ذكر ما حرف به أهل الكتاب كتبهم وما أخفوه من كتبهم فكثيرة وكثيرة جدا، من أعظمها وأهمها ما ورد في الإنجيل، وهو إنجيل يوحنا في الفقرة الثانية من الإصحاح 17، وهو قول
إنجيل يوحنا الفقرة الثانية من
الإصحاح 17.
أيش الاسم؟
إنجيل يوحنا
جان.
إنجيل
إنجيل إنجيل إنجيل جان. إنجيل جان. Bible of John. The chapter of John.
يقول، والكلام منسوب إلى عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام، قال: وهذه هي الحياة الأبدية، أن يعرفوك أنت الإله الحقيقي وحدك، ويسوع المسيح الذي أرسلته. أن يشهدوا لا إله إلا الله وحده، وأن عيسى رسول من عند الله.
المتن مرة ثانية.
هذه هي الحياة الأبدية، أن يعرفوك أنت الإله الحقيقي وحدك، ويسوع المسيح الذي أرسلته. ففي هذا إثبات لألوهية الله وحده من غير شريك، وأن يسوع المسيح رسول، فليس هنالك آب ولا ابن ولا روح قدس، ليس هنالك ثالوث ولا تثليث، ليس هنالك أقانيم كما يقولون أن الآب حل في الابن، كل ذلك
مما لا يوجد في الإنجيل كما لا يوجد في التوراة، إنما هو مما عبثت به أيديهم وكتموا فيه من الحق ما كتموا وحرفوا فيه من الهدى ما حرفوا، وأمثال هذا كثير وكثير.
خير. نعم. They hid and changed many matters. So an example of what they have hidden is what is contained in John. إيش الفقرة؟
إنك أنت الإله الحق.
نعم نعم. قبل ذلك. ها؟ The second book. The second فقرة. 17th verse, 2nd chapter, 17th verse. We'll look it up inshallah ta'ala. But what it says is that this is the everlasting life, that you may know that the one God to be worshipped and Isa alayhi salam that he has sent. This is what have stated, meaning that it was called the tawheed of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the oneness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and to follow the message of Isa alayhi salam. Means that there was no mention of three. Means that there was no mention of a son. Meaning that there was no mention of all of these things that they have invented afterwards. There was no mention of that whatsoever in even the text that they have changed and distorted, or the original rather, that they have kept hid.
ثم يقول الله عز وجل في تمام الآية نفسها قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. فقد وصف الله عز وجل في هذه الآية الكريمة محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنه نور، ووصف أيضا القرآن بأنه نور، بأنه مبين أي مبين وموضح، والنور أيضا مبين وموضح. فكما أن هذا النور الكوني المخلوق ينير الأبصار والعيون، فكذلك النور الذي أرسل الله به محمدا هو منير لما في الصدور ومنير للبصائر ومنير لما في الصدور، كما قال الله عز وجل واصفا للقرآن الكريم بأنه نور أيضا. فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا. فالقرآن نور، ومحمد نور، والسنة نور. وهذا كله لتتمة البيان التي ذكرها الله عز وجل في كتابه، كما قال وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون. من أجل هذا كان النور هو شعار الإسلام، وكان النور هو شعار المسلم، كان النور هو صفة نبي الإسلام، وكان النور هو صفة القرآن. من ذلك ما ورد في الصحيحين من أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يدعو بقوله اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي بصري نورا وفي سمعي نورا وعن يميني نورا وعن يساري نورا وتحتي نورا وأمامي نورا وخلفي نورا واجعل لي نورا. كل ذلك النور نور يسأل العبد فيه ربه أن يهديه إليه ليتحقق ذلك الوصف الرباني في محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه نور، وفي كتابه سبحانه أنه نور، كما قال الله قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين.
آيات. This is in accordance with the ayat that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, the ayat that we said before, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٍ وَكِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. It has come from Allah Ta'ala for you a light and a clear book. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a light, and the Quran is a light, and the explanation that he gives is a light. This ayat is an explanation or description of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is Allah Ta'ala calling him? He's calling him a light. And what is he calling the Quran? He's calling the Quran, his book and his words, a light. Because it clarifies and it clears and it makes things clear.
And in another ayah, another verse, he says, he has called the Quran a nur. He said, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ, believe in Allah and His Messenger, وَالنُورَ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا, and the light that we have revealed. And he called the Prophet, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an explainer. And he called him a light. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ ذِكْرَى, we have revealed to you the remembrance, لِتَبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you explain to the people, مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِ, what has revealed, been revealed to them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so maybe then they will reflect. This is an explanation of Allah tabaraka ta'ala for us, that the explanation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was light, because he guided the people, just as light, that physical light that is turned on, helps you see what is in front of you, helps you observe what is present. With the lights off, you can't see. With the lights on, suddenly everything becomes clear. This is the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the book from Allah, his words, which are a light. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was a light. And every believer on the path of Kitab and Sunnah and the way of the Salaf Salih are a light. The way of the Salaf Salih are a light. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, Allahumma, O Allah, place in my heart light, and in my sight light, and in my hearing light, and on my right light, and on my left light, and below me light, and above me light, and behind me light, and make me light. So this is what the Prophet, this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, with a light from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
من أجل ذلك قال الله عز وجل وهو يقول في الآية نفسها قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله نور وكتاب مبين هذان شيء واحد أم شيئان هما شيئان ومع ذلك لأن هذين الشيئين يدلان على شيء واحد ويهديان إلى أمر واحد ويصدران لمشكاة واحدة ماذا قال الله يهدي به الله يهدي به لم يقل يهدي بهما وإنما قال يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه أي من اتبع ما يرضيه وما فيه طاعته وما فيه هدايته سبل السلام أي طرق الخير التي توصل صاحبها إلى الجنات وإلى السلام وإلى الأمن والأمان بعيدا عن النيران وبعيدا عن أهل العصيان وبعيدا عن أهل الكفران
After all, then Allah Tabaraka says that this nur that He has given, He has sent two things. The nur, the light, which is the Quran, the Sunnah, and the bayan, which is the light, and the explanation of the Quran and Sunnah. And then Allah Tabaraka says, Allah guides with it, yahdi bihi Allahu. Allah guides with it. Now why does he mention here, subhanahu, two things? A light and explanation. And then he says, guide with it. Because though that there are two lights, their source is one. The source is one. And you have to have both of them together. You have to have the light from Allah, which is the book, the Quran. And you have to have the light, which is the explanation. Then Allah says, يَهَدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ, Allah guides the one who followed رِضْوَانُهُ to his pleasure, سُبُلَ السَّلَامُ, the one who follows his pleasure, the path of peace. Sheikh says path of peace means the path that leads you away from the hellfire, the path that leads you away from disobedience to Allah, ta'ala, the path that leads you away from the disbelievers.
يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور، من ظلمات الكفر إلى نور الإسلام، من ظلمات الشرك إلى نور التوحيد، من ظلمات الضلال إلى نور الهداية. وتأملوا أنه قال من الظلمات، فجعل الظلمة جمعا كثيرا متلونا ذا أشكال وأصناف، وأما النور فواحد لأنه نور من عند الله، قد جاءكم من الله نور لم يقل أنوار، وأن هذا صراطي مستقيم، وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل، فجعل الصراط واحدا بينما جعل السبل متعددة متنوعة. ومنها هنا ومن المنطلق نفسه قال ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ورحمته وتوفيقه وهداه، كما قال الله عز وجل من يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، ومن يرد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء، إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. هذا الصراط المستقيم هو العمل بطاعة الله والامتثال لأمر الله، وهو نفسه ذلك الصراط الذي نسأل ربنا فيه آناء الليل وأطراف النهار أن يهدينا حيث نقول مبتهلين متضرعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، إنه صراط المهتدين، صراط الصالحين، صراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، غير المغضوب عليهم من اليهود والضالين من النصارى الذين قد ختم الله عز وجل هذه الآية الكريمة التي فيها خطاب أهل الكتاب ومناداتهم ونداؤهم بذكر الصراط المستقيم الذي انحرفوا عنه ذات الشمال وذات اليمين، ووفقنا الله نحن إليه، نحن المسلمين سائلين الله جل في علاه أن يثبتنا عليه وأن يميتنا عليه وأن يديمنا إليه وأن يشرح صدورنا له وأن يعصمنا به وأن يتوفانا عليه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبي الله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
After Allah Ta'ala explains this, that He has sent the light, and He has sent the book, the clear book, and the light, that He guides with this, that light, those who follow His pleasure have to pass the path of Subul Salam. He says, the next ayah says, وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ, He takes them out, مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ, from the darkness, darknesses, from the darknesses is plural, إِلَى النُّورِ, to the light which is one. By His permission, guiding whom He wants to the straight path. This straight path, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining is that, subhanahu, that the path to Him is one. The path of light is one. But the path of destruction, the path that leads to the hellfire, the path that leads to the displeasure of Allah and the punishment of Allah are very, very many. And Allah says in the Quran, and follow the straight path and stick to it, and do not follow other paths, plural again, straight path is one, other paths, plural, that will lead you away from it. This straight path is the one that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least 17 times a day to guide us to. When we say, oh Allah, guide us the straight path, the path of those who you have had favor upon, the prophets of Allah, their companions, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who follow the Sahaba, Umar, Abu Bakr Sadiq, Umar Khattab, and all the rest of the Sahaba, alayhi wa sallam, this is their path that we're asking. And we're asking Allah Ta'ala every day with begging and sincere and submission and humility that He guides us to that path. And that He does not guide us to the path of Al-Maqdoor Alayhi, the doers. Those who knew and didn't act. Those who knew, but they didn't act. They are those who Allah are angry with. And to also to take us away or keep us away from the path of Al-Baleen, those who went astray, which are the Christians, who didn't know but acted. So they acted upon ignorance. This straight path is that Allah Ta'ala guides a person to it. Nothing that they did that made it possible for them or made them deserving of it. This is totally what Allah Ta'ala chooses for a servant. When He says, "Ila nuri bi idnihi," He guides us to the light by His permission. "Wayahdihim ila siratin mustaqim," He guides them to the straight path. He who Allah wants for him good, He opens his chest, expands his chest to Islam. He opens up his heart to Islam. And He who Allah Ta'ala does not wish to guide, He makes his heart restricted, closed, as if he's going up in the air. So this is a great blessing that we are upon, that Allah Ta'ala has guided us to this path. And the Sheikh made dua that Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on this path, help us to stick to this path, let us live on this path, and die upon this path. And our last statement is Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, Lord of all creation.
Because of the importance of the lecture, inshallah, we're going to allow a few minutes for questions, inshallah. We're going to take a three from here and three from the floor, inshallah.
كيف نعدد الحمد لله ربي أولا كيف نعدد يعني هذه الخلق الذي ذكرت بالنسبة للدعوة وخلق وداعي وخلقه وخلقه كيف نحصل هذا ونحن لابد أن يظهر بغضنا للكفار. How can you give da'wah through the behavior when you have to show your hatred to the disbelievers?
هنالك فرق بين عموم المعاملة للكفار التي لا بد فيها من البراءة من المشركين وصنائعهم وفرق بين دعوتهم ومباشرة خطابهم كما قال الله عز وجل ولا تجادلوا أهل الكتاب إلا بالتي هي أحسن فعند المجادلة والخطاب والدعوة لا بد من الحسنى واللين والرفق والتلطف وأما في عموم المعاملة لعموم الكفار في عموم الأوضاع فإنها مبنية على الولاء والبراء والحب في الله والبغض في الله.
شيخ سيد حفظه الله, that there is a difference between the general behavior we are to show towards the kuffar and general actions that we may do. We are to have a hatred for them, and we are to want to stay away from them, and we want to be aware of our hatred and our roughness in dealing with them. This is in a general situation. But there has come here a order from Allah Ta'ala that when you are giving them the call, that you use the best way. For Allah says, do not تجادل أهل الكتاب, do not argue with the people of the book, إلا بالتي هي أحسن, except with the way which is best. Meaning that you have to use gentleness. This is order from Allah Ta'ala. Do not, it's forbidden to do it any other way. You have to be gentle, you have to show the best manners and the proper behavior. So this is when we are giving them what? Da'wah, and calling them and trying to guide them. In the general matters, living amongst them, being around them, these type of situations, coming in contact with them, we are to, that is based on wala to the believers, loyalty to the believers, and innocence from the disbelievers, that is based on loving Allah, loving for Allah, and hating for Allah, that is based on loving the believers and hating kuffar. So there's a difference between the general application and everyday affairs, and when you stand up and you are calling people to the deen of Allah, the kuffar in general, and in particular people of the book, you should use that argument with him in the best way.
أيش الدرجة من العلم واجب الواحد أن يحصل عليها لكي يدعو الكفار غير واضح
أو إخواني أو إخوانه المسلمين أو his أو أهله. At what level of knowledge does one need to reach to give da'wah with regards to the kuffar? That's something I didn't understand. And then it said, and his Muslim brothers and his family.
الدعوة قسمان. القسم الأول لأهل العلم وهم الذين يحيطون بكثير من العلم فيدعون منطلقين منه وصادرين عنه. وأما القسم الثاني فهو القسم الذي قد يعلم به بعض المسلمين بعضا من الأحكام الشرعية أو الدلائل الدينية، فإذا علمت شيئا وتيقنت منه فيجوز لك أن تدعو به بشرط ألا يكون ذلك سببا تحرج به نفسك، بمعنى أن تتوقع أن توضع في إشكال أو في مشكلة لا تستطيع لها حلا ولا تستطيع منها خروجا. أما إذا علمت وتيقنت أنك قادر على تبليغ هذا الذي تعلمته وفهمته بالعلم نفسه والفهم نفسه دون ترتب تلك المفاسد عليه فلا مانع من ذلك. ومن هذا المعنى وبهذا المعنى يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام بلغوا عني ولو آية، أي بفهم وعلم وبينة لا بجهل وهوى ورأي بعيد عن العلم وأهله.
Regarding the issue of da'wah, it is split in two levels. There is the level of the scholars, those who have knowledge of the Book of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, who have knowledge of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and knowledge a vast amount of knowledge, and therefore they present themselves and they give da'wah. The other second type is that which a layman may know. He may know certain issues that he's sure that he knows it and he knows it well. The Sheikh said there's no harm in this case if you know that you know this matter quite well to give da'wah to it, with the condition that it does this thing, this da'wah that you will give does not lead you to problems or difficulties that you believe that you would fall into. In other words, if there's going to be a difficulty or problem that you fall in, you may get into fight, or you may do this, you may do that, there may be some harm, things that you yourself can't judge, what's the benefit, what's the harm, since you're not a scholar, you can't judge that. But if you feel that in some way or form that you're safe, as the Sheikh said, that it's not going to be a situation of difficulty, you're not going to put yourself in a bad situation, and you're sure that you know it, you can convey it. And this is the meaning of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Propagate what I have come with, even if it's just a piece of knowledge. The condition, though, is that you know. There is no da'wah, no calling, except with knowledge. So the first level is the level of the scholars, who give da'wah to all that they have in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, and they have the scales by which to judge whether it's a harm and a benefit by the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with. And the others are the laymen like ourselves, who we don't know a lot of the details and a lot of the issues, but we may know something in some particular matter or some particular issue that if we understand that we're not going to fall into difficulty or into sitna, we can give da'wah to. He said it must be done, the brother added that it must be done with according to knowledge, it must be done according to the Book of Allah Ta'ala, it must be done to according to the Sunnah, and it must be done in accordance with what the scholars say, not according to our desires. The Surah Kaf, Ayah 21, Allah mentions لَمُبَدِّلَ لِكِمَاتِهِ. Not to change the words of your Lord. Could you please explain what is it referring to or what this means? Because the Jewish Christians have changed his words in the book sent to them.
لا مبدل لكلماته في هذه الآية، فالمقصود بها أوامره التي أمر الله بها عباده وما كتبه عليهم في اللوح المحفوظ، كما هو معروف في عقيدة القضاء والقدر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله كتب مقادير الخلق قبل أن يخلقهم 50,000 سنة. فالله عز وجل هو خالق الخلق الذي قال عن نفسه ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير، فلكونه عليما بما خلق كتب عليهم ما علم أنهم سيفعلونه، ما علم أنهم سيفعلونه. فهذا المكتوب لا يستطيع أحد أن يبدله من كلام الله في قليل أو في كثير، في كبير أو في صغير، لأنه مكنون عند الله لا يعلم به إلا الله.
The meaning of this ayah, the Sheikh said, حفظه الله وزده. لا مبدل لكلماته, not contained the words of your Lord. It's not referring to the books that have been sent, but rather referring to what Allah Ta'ala has written regarding the actions and behavior and the results and so on and so forth of the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Where did he write this, Subhana? He wrote it in the preserved tablet. As it comes in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala wrote everything before he created creation, 50,000 years before he created the creation. 50,000 years before he created the creation. This which is with Allah Ta'ala is the decree of Allah Ta'ala and the secret of Allah Ta'ala that no one knows. Allah Ta'ala wrote it according to his knowledge, because Allah says in the Quran, does he not know who created the one who created them? Isn't the fact that the one who created them knows them best? And who are Latifu? The Latif? The merciful one. Khabir is the one who has knowledge of them. Knowledge of them. So Allah Ta'ala wrote the actions and behaviors of the creation and what they would do based upon his infinite knowledge. And he wrote that with him in the preserved tablet 50,000 years before he even brought the creation to existence. And that is hidden with Allah Ta'ala. No one knows it. So this is the one that he's talking about. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. There is no changing whatsoever of the words of Allah. JazakAllah khair.
Inshallah, we'll take two questions from the floor, inshallah, on the subject.
هل نستعمل الإنجيل المنحرف لما ندعو الناس إلى الإسلام؟ هل يجوز نستعمل هذا؟ أو لا بد لنا عندنا علم بكتاب الله تبارك وتعالى وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
لا شك ولا ريب أن الأصل في الداعي إلى الله أن يكون عنده علم بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن إذ إن هؤلاء الكفار لا يؤمنون بالكتاب والسنة، وإنما يؤمنون بما عندهم من أناجيل وكتب وهي محرفة، ولكن على تحريفها وعلى ما فيها فإن فيها من بقايا الصواب ومن علامات التناقض ومن أسباب التحريف ما يجعل العارف بها فقط يستطيع أن يقيم الحجة عليهم وأن ينقضهم وأن يسفه رأيهم. وأنا اطلعت على نسخة حديثة من الإنجيل كتب عليها هذه نسخة مصححة ومنقحة ومراجعة من قبل 80 عالما لاهوتيا لتوافق العلم الحديث. إذن هم يعرفون فسادها ويعرفون تحريفها ويعرفون أغلاطها، لكنهم يجحدون الحق ويرفضونه ولا يقبلونه ولا يريدونه.
Sheikh said, there is no doubt that the one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. But he said, and with a Salaf Salih, of course, you understand the Salaf Salih. But he said, along with this, there's no problem because it's still contained in the books that they have corrupted, signs of the truth, and issues that show the deficiency in their books, things that you can use to show that this thing is incorrect that they have, since they reject the Quran and they believe in their books, you can use this as a means to explain the issue. He said he finds no problem with that. He finds no problem with that. He said, and he himself personally has recently came across a new version of the Bible with over 80. Huh? Eighty Christian scholars have went over it in detail and written things there and numbered it, as the text said, trying to get to come up to the language of the modern age, as they call it. So he said this means that they know that it's been changed and they know that it's been corrupted, and they don't know the matter that is the truth, and that is what has to be established on them. So he said those verses or those places in the Bible that are very clear, that we know that they have changed, and we can show them that there's a contradiction. Here it says this, and in this place it says that. This is a means of doing what? Establishing the evidence upon them, even if they don't accept the truth.
Jazakallah, and unfortunately, the time has run short, so that's the only question we have to take from the floor. We're going to break until 1:30, and we're going to pray. Then the next talk will start after Salah, after 1:30. Jazakallah,
Jazakallah.